Good morning, brothers, sisters, and brothers. Skip here. 5:20 a.m., March 20th. It's a Wednesday. Sitting in my lazy boy, Coco, the podcast dog, on my lap. Trying to get going for another day of work. So I greet you this morning, and I hope all is well with you. And I got an important topic to talk about today. You know, I've said this a million times, but I'm going to say it again. Regardless of where we're at on the spiritual journey, we still have to live in this world. Even if we decide to cut all technology and ties with the outside world and go off and live in a van down by the river or, you know, a cabin in the mountains, we're still here. Nothing wrong with those things. But you're still in this world. If you draw a breath, this is where you're at. And you will hear in the background, the dog has gotten off my lap now and picked up my flip-flop. The dog loves shoes and socks. I don't know. So, no matter what it is, right? Raising a puppy, raising children, going to work, dealing with other people, we have to navigate this world. And spirituality does not stop that from happening. Spirituality is not a drug. It's not something that sort of numbs you. As a matter of fact, spirituality allows you to become more aware of the things in the world that are struggle, that are difficult, that are frustrating. And navigating that is as big a part of spiritual growth as anything else. Matter of fact, even compartmentalizing things is not good. Living this life is, you know, the iron sharpening the iron spiritually. And so, you know, you get up, you go to work, or you raise kids, or I watch it every day. Parents struggling to raise their kids. Kids struggling to pay attention in school. Teachers struggling to help these kids learn. Administrators struggling to deal with parents who don't care if their kids learn. I mean, I'm not quite all in on life is all suffering, but it certainly is all a struggle. And one of the things I think that's important for us to remember is that with the clarity that comes with spiritual growth, the awareness, I've talked about awareness a lot lately, the clarity, the awareness, the depth of understanding that can come with spiritual growth, that does come with spiritual growth, comes its own unique sort of challenge and frustration. Because although none of us can see things perfectly in this world, those people who take spirituality seriously can see things with a little more clarity, a little more awareness, a little more depth. Now, what I mean by that, I gotta attend to the puppy. Maybe I should do a podcast on raising puppies, huh? What I mean by that is that there's a development of intuition that can come, that does come with spiritual growth. Your intuition becomes more fully developed. And when I talk about authenticity, authentic spiritual growth, I'm talking about becoming more loving, more compassionate, more caring. Those qualities deepen one's intuition. And when one's intuition becomes deeper, you become more aware of other people's needs, other people's pain. You become an empath of sorts. And I know the word empath is so easy to use anymore. People use that as an excuse to not deal with stuff. But you do become, you know, sympathetic and empathetic. And I think, you know, just as we kind of, you know, wire our brain in bad ways, living out of love rewires us in good ways. And one of those ways is to have the ability to see deeply what other people may need. Now, here's the challenge, my friends. Even though we may see obviously and clearly the fix that is needed, other people can't. And since we're all on the path, right, where none of us are perfect yet, I don't think, sometimes when we practice spirituality in whatever form that comes, as long as it's authentically based in love, really doesn't matter what form it comes in. We still have some vestige of control issues, or we still believe, and I'm guilty of this too, folks, trust me. You still believe that somehow if you could just do something, maybe you can fix it. You know, fix whatever the issue is. Maybe we can fix the body politic in the world if we just vote for the right person. Maybe we can just fix, you know, our own character defects if we you know, get in better shape or whatever. I mean, it's, you know, we are programmed in so many ways to go after that fix, to go after the thing that might make things better. But here's the challenge, even though it very well may be the answer. Here's the challenge, is that the vast majority of other people in this world perceive it differently. Well, everyone perceives differently. But I will tell you that because we all perceive differently, because we all are programmed to believe that our perception is the right perception, that very rarely in the false reality that we've created, that we're all in, can we fix things? That sometimes, well, not just sometimes, most of the time you have to just let it go. You have to find healthy spiritual objectivity to preserve your own sanity. Now, that's difficult because there are things in this world we care about. There are people in this world we care about. And we want the best. And what comes with being a more loving person is that need and that want for the best, right? We want the best for people. We may even get to the point in our spiritual journey where we want the best for our enemies, right? We want the best. We don't want to be in contact with them, but we don't want harm to come to people, right? But here's the thing you cannot forget. We cannot forget this. And I'm speaking to myself as well as all of you. Is that because every human is a perceptive being and a processing what they're perceiving, a processing being, and a being that produces a reality. Rarely can you talk reason or common sense with people and have them understand it. Now, you can, you know, be loving, talk common sense, and maybe plant a seed. But what spirituality doesn't do is it doesn't persuade people. It enlightens people. Let me say that again. We can't persuade someone else to see as clearly as we do. You cannot, spirituality does not work that way. Religion may, you know, politics may work that way. Well, they do work that way. It's about transaction. It's about persuasion. It's about getting people to your side. It's about triangulating, getting everyone in your political party, getting everyone in your club, getting everyone in your church because you perceive as though you're right. Spirituality, authentic spirituality, does not work via that mechanism. Authentic spirituality is about a growth. It's about, through the trials and tribulations of living this life, through the joys and accomplishments of living this life, you become more aware. And you cannot force another person to become more aware. You cannot force another person to be sorry. I remember telling someone I care very much about years ago, you cannot force contrition. If you force contrition, if you force an apology, it probably isn't sincere. It's, you know, and I know I use this example a lot, but it's something I know about. It's like the addict. It's like the person who is addicted to drugs and alcohol, who's demonstrably wrecking their life, but they can't see that because they don't, they perceive the need to continue to form a reality out of using that chemical. And it isn't until they themselves become self-aware that it's damaging that recovery happens. The same is true with being human. It isn't until people finally realize through living life, through searching for an answer, that who we are as humans is formed in a false understanding of what it means to be human. And so many of us will try to fix circumstances because we know what we may even know what's better, right? We may know that the answer we provide is the right answer. But no one sees it that way because they can't. I cannot emphasize that enough. Others cannot see the way you see. I will tell you, my friends, this was one of the biggest mistakes of my life. Believing that people could understand what I was feeling, what I was seeing as I was spiritually growing. They cannot. You cannot force someone to grow spiritually. They have to do it themselves. You cannot force people to make the right choice. And I'm not saying our choices are always right. Be careful. Have some humility. But you cannot, even if you know the obvious answer, you can't force it. I mean, right now, in our world, there is a pretty clear delineation between, you know, right and wrong, the way the world is. And it seems as though there are just as many people who are willing to make the wrong choice as the right choice. And you cannot force them to see it another way because they have convinced themselves of their own perception that they're right. So be careful, my brothers and sisters, to not fall into the mode of the fixer, which is a very easy mode to fall into. Because we may see clearly what needs to happen. And it may be pretty commonsensical, right? People need to apologize. People need to stop abusing drugs. People need to get into different relationships. People need a new job. I mean, we might see that kind of stuff clearly. But hear this. Others can't. Because spirituality isn't about convincing. I'm not here to convince someone of finding meaning. It can't happen. It is about you coming across this podcast and having it resonate with where you're at spiritually or not. And if not, then you shut it off, and that's okay. A while back, I asked someone if they had ever heard the podcast, and we just were chatting, and I said, "Well, that's okay. You know, I'm not forcing. It's, you know, I'm just talking about what I do." And they were like, "Well, why? Why wouldn't you want me to?" And I'm like, "Well, it's just, you know, you're welcome to, but you don't have to." And that's what spirituality is. Spirituality is a freedom to grow in the way that you need to grow. What spirituality is not is transactional convincing, transactional persuasion. You know, that's what religion is. That's what politics is. That's what the false reality is. That's what the matrix is. Anyway, I'm getting long-winded and preachy. Tired of chasing the puppy around, taking shoes away. My friends, share the podcast if you want. I'm not here to sell anything. I hope that it helps you if you've listened. And take care, my friends. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.